This year's elections may depend in part on the strategies followed by two members of Congress, one Republican and one Democrat, each coordinating an effort to control the House. NPR's Juan Williams spoke to them both.
Republicans have math on their side when it comes to retaining control of the House. The Democrats need to win 15 seats held by Republicans to take the majority. That may not be as easy as it sounds. The map of congressional districts is drawn to protect incumbents. So only about 30 of 435 seats in the Congress are considered up for grabs. However, Rahm Emanuel, chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and a congressman from Illinois, says incumbency is a disadvantage in this election.
Our view is this is an election about change versus the status quo. The Republicans have said, we've done what we've done for the last 6 years. Give us another 2 years to do more of the same. That's all they're saying. And we're telling you it's time for a whole new direction, a new set of priorities that put the government back working for the American people rather than the other way around.
The Democratic strategy is to nationalize the congressional races this year. They want every local congressional contest to be a referendum on President Bush, his handling of the war in Iraq, the economy, and the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina. Rahm Emanuel.
You have members of Congress who have literally rubber-stamped this president's policy, run as the midwife, and literally the co-equal partner to the president's policy that got you here. Now they couldn't identify George Bush in a lineup.
Emanuel argues that the president's low approval ratings, as well as low ratings for a Congress controlled by the GOP, make this midterm election one ripe for big change.
America loves her congressman.
That's Republican Tom Reynolds, a congressman from New York who heads the National Republican Congressional Committee.
The polls I've seen, 62, 58, 57, shows that there's not this anti-incumbent mood that some are trying to spin that are out there. It just isn't.
Democrats may want to nationalize the campaigns, but the Republican strategy is to run hard on local issues in every race.
I have promised my conference you can expect that we will execute a local from the ground up races in each of the congressional districts in the country.
Now you can imagine the Democrats for their part are going to say we want to nationalize this election. We want to talk about the war in Iraq. We want to talk about President Bush. We want to talk about even security issues like the port issue.
I'm used to guys throwing stuff on the wall and see what sticks. They're doing that now to find out is there anything that will stick.
The Republicans may be able to succeed with a local strategy because Democrats have been unable to come up with a coherent national message. They've talked about a range of issues from Iraq to a, quote, culture of corruption to Katrina and the economy. Rahm Emanuel.
For a lot of Americans, the economy is actually working against them, and they see the government is actually stacking the deck against them.
But the Republicans can say the economy is growing. It's actually growing at a very healthy rate.
I hope they continue to try to tell the American people it's just going great, but the American people are telling them it isn't. Your pension's more vulnerable, your copay is larger, your premiums are now $3,600 more than 3-4 years ago.
The model for turning local congressional elections into a national referendum was 1994. The Republicans unveiled their contract with America and took control of the House. Reynolds says the circumstances this year are different from 94.
What you saw there was more seats in play, and the seats that were in play were largely Democratic seats that fell to Republicans. And let's take a look at where the South had tremendous impact of a transformation of where we are. When you look at the state of Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, those have had significant Republicans that are now strongholds.
But the Democrats think this year there are more congressional districts in play than the Republicans may admit. They're looking at northeastern and midwestern districts with Republican members of Congress, where Al Gore and John Kerry did well in the last two presidential elections. And there's another wild card for both parties, incumbents who are retiring. Republican Tom Reynolds.
My mantra is, I don't want you to retire. I want you to stay. Most of you worked your whole life to be in the majority. If you've been here a while, stay and enjoy it. Do I accept there's going to be retirement? Sure.
And just this week, Reynolds lost a sure winner. When Representative Bill Thomas, a powerful congressman from California with 28 years in the House, announced his retirement. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.